With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking from Mar-a-Lago this hour, former President Donald Trump says the U.S. will be a failure if Kamala Harris is elected. He described the Democrat as a radical left wing and her vice presidential pick, Tim Walz, has radical ideas of his own.
He's going for things that nobody's ever even heard of. Heavy into the transgender world, heavy into lots of different worlds, having to do with safety. He doesn't want to have borders. He doesn't want to have walls. He doesn't want to have any form of safety for our country.
The Trump campaign has been concentrating on two battleground states, Pennsylvania and Georgia. Also at SRNNews.com, North Carolina has increased the number of National Guard troops activated and added more rescue vehicles into the mix as rains from Tropical Storm Debbie continue to drench that state. One death reported in North Carolina after a home collapsed in a likely tornado in Wilson County in one of Debbie's storm bands. The overall death toll from Debbie now stands at 7. The White House is distancing itself from comments made by one of the members of the Democratic squad. Greg Clugston has more.
After losing her primary this week, Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush issued a warning to a top pro-Israel PAC that opposed her. She denounced the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as APEC, and said, "I'm coming to tear down your kingdom." At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre took issue with the language, calling it inflammatory and divisive. Bush is the second member of the liberal squad to lose a re-election bid this year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street soaring after today's jobs report eased some worries about the slowing economy. The Dow is up 635 points. This is SRN News. A unique pro-life event is coming this fall.
It's called the Across America Relay, and it will feature runners and walkers converging on Kansas City from the north, south, east, and west. The relay runners are set to arrive in the city on October 19th, and organizers say the event is designed to make the unborn visible and convince people to support them. The runners and walkers will stop and pray for unborn babies and their mothers along the way, while others will line the route with pro-life signs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas church has not one, but two members aboard the International Space Station. Like many astronauts before them, Barry Wilmore and Tracy Dyson brought along their faith when they launched into space. The two are members of Providence Baptist Church. Dyson told the Bible Project podcast earlier this year that God uses all of us in pretty neat ways. This is SRN News. As the November elections get closer and closer, so does the battle to succeed outgoing GOP leader Mitch McConnell. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on the story in this report.
Interviews with more than a dozen GOP senators in recent weeks cast the race between John Cornyn of Texas, John Thune of South Dakota, and Rick Scott of Florida as wholly undecided. Among the factors making senators hesitate to openly endorse a candidate, A, more candidates might still hop in the race, B, members want to see how the Senate elections shake out, and C, they want to see who the president will be come January. Winning the secret ballot GOP leadership vote will require winning over the majority of the conference. That means there could be multiple rounds of voting, with the lowest vote-getter dropping out until one senator garners sufficient support. The real X factor is a potentially large core of new Republican senators who might be joining the conference after the election. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.